My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So we will assume, Curtis, that we'll get coworker buy-in on the WEEI Survivor, the staff Survivor pool.
Yes. As executive producer and name only of this radio station, I will ensure it gets done.
Okay. So let's make some picks. I think in any Survivor pool throughout this NFL season, the tendency is going to go with whomever the New England Patriots are playing, unfortunately.
Okay.
But I don't know. Are we going to eliminate that? Are we going to eliminate that as an option? No, we can't.
No, you can't. Okay. So can I ask this question? Because I'm not like, if you pick a team in the Survivor pool, can you then pick that team again the following
week? You cannot.
Okay, no, so you can only pick that team
once during the NFL season.
Ooh.
Okay.
Greg, I got to tell you, all I know is I have an Aaron Rodgers mentality when I walk into this.
So when I take the field, I expect greatness.
All right, I got my team.
I have mine.
You do? I have mine.
All right, Curtis, you want to go first?
I would love to. In honor of the great Slim Shady and the newest Applebee Employee of the Month, the Detroit Lions are my pick. They face the Rams this weekend. I love the Lions.
Are we going against the spread here? What's the deal?
No.
Just to win?
Never do spread. Have you ever been in a Survivor pool?
I've never been in one.
Spread doesn't matter.
Okay, just to win. That's
fine. Just a dub. All right.
I mean,
well, that's a good one, Curtis.
Thank you.
So that's it. But
I thought
now
you were like the host of NFL Sunday here on Football Sunday on WEI.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
Okay.
So now Curtis
can't WEI Football Sunday.
What time does that start? Sunday?
10 a.m. Sunday morning.
Are you the de facto host? Are you the one?
No. I am like
who's the one?
I believe that would be Christian Arquette.
Okay. Mego is the two.
Yep.
You are the three.
Yep. I'm there to chime in and do some trendings.
Okay.
Gonna have some fun.
That's an important role.
Damn right it is.
All right. So now, Curtis, you can't pick them for the rest of the year.
No, until the Super Bowl, baby.
Until the Super Bowl. Okay. All right. So I got to be strategic with this pick.
Jared Goof, as he was once called.
Man.
I'm ready.
Go for it, Courtney.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like to take the Bills.
Nice.
Ooh.
Over the Cardinals.
That's it.
Love that for you.
Bills gone for the year.
Yep.
Okay.
Is the strategy to maybe not pick the good teams?
No.
Because
strategy is to stay alive.
Right, yes. Right. But
correct.
If you like with the Bills, they're a good football team. So now you lost them early in the season.
If you think you're going to, you can, this is week one. So obviously there's weird things that occurred. But you can pick, if you think that there's a team that you have high confidence in,
all right,
regardless of who the opponent is, you can certainly pick them.
All right.
I got mine I'm ready.
I'm leaning toward picking the Cowboys over the Browns.
I like that. Shockingly, they are now plus 2.5 point underdogs in that game.
They
are? Yeah, yeah. They opened it before the season started, or like a couple weeks ago, they were 2.5 point favorites. Now 2.5 point underdogs, shockingly enough.
Can I ask a question?
Are
we do they need to cover or do they just need to win?
There's no just win. There's
okay,
no spread.
Okay.
No spread. Just win.
Okay.
And
can I just say this?
Did you not just hear Sean?
No, I didn't.
Great. Now I'm going to have bread with a spread on it for lunch. What?
Clap back in the Twitch chat. There's no pick for the Super Bowl. I know, Nimrod. It's just a regular season, and you, whoever is the last person standing, there is no predetermined date when it ends. If everybody picked a team that lost but won this weekend, then the person who didn't would win the survivor pool in week two.
Mm.
God,
for me, it's I hate doing it because, you know, lived here my entire life. It's either Cowboys or Bengals. I may have to. All right, what are you doing?
I'm leaning either Bengals or Falcons, but I'm going Bengals.
You are?
Yeah, I mean, I want to
stay away from that game. The team.
I want to take the easy
you
dub, though.
You played for the team.
I'm trying to survive.
You can't pick against your team.
That's all right. I'm picking. It's an easy. It's the purpose of this game is not to get knocked out. So I'm going how would we say it?
Bengals.
Bengals.
Yeah. See, the thing is, you want to, often strategy-wise, you want to save the really good teams for later in the season.
Right, that's why I asked.
Not use them up now.
But sometimes the teams you think are going to be, sometimes the teams you think are going to be really good don't end up being really good.
Correct. Right. Is Jackson getting a pick?
Yes.
Yeah, he took Duquesne, which I thought was offensive.
See, but Sean,
Jackson, get in the join the fellas in the studio. You can make a pick. The more people, the better in this.
I don't think.
What
so.
About the bland manager?
He sucks.
You should send this pick.
I would say this. Usually,
there's growing tension between you and Ken.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. No, I love him. Usually, when I kept seeing notifications pop up on social media, I've done something wrong. But this has been the greatest 24 hours because since Courtney's big story. I've been inundated with people enraged that the Red Sox and Sam Kennedy may be interested in buying the Celtics, and they make me laugh out loud. It's just amazing. Literally 1,000 people have done some emoji of them falling off a cliff when reacting to the news. All right, Jackson, what's your pick here for the Survivor Pool?
I'm going to go with Detroit.
All right, Detroit.
Okay.
All right, there you go. Good Detroit
pick.
Lions.
We're brothers.
Right. Curtis' team. Yep. And I don't think Cincinnati is going to be that good.
No, I haven't. Nobody's asked me.
What do you got,
yet,
Sean?
I'm going to take Jim Harbaugh and the Los Angeles Chargers over the Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh,
easy money.
Okay.
All right.
Give it
okay.
to me.
All right.
All right.
All right. I'm going Cowboys as well. Something different. I'll save whoever.
It's a good game.
I'll save the Cincinnati Bengals for when I really need them.
I don't think they're going to be good, though, Cincinnati. See, so I don't mind wasting
you
them
don't?
Early. No. I don't mind wasting them early. I think they're going to beat the Patriots, but I don't. When I say I don't think they're going to,
they have the Chiefs next week.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be a. I don't know. There's just something about Jamar Chase is up in the air. Joe Burrow coming off an injury. I don't really know how I feel about them. I think they beat the Patriots, and it seems like I've never done a survivor pool, but based off the name, I want to be last man standing.
All right. Well, we'll get Jones and Keith in here at 9:45 and get theirs. We will talk to Nick Costos coming up at 9:30, and I have, if all goes well, I have a mystery guest for all of you and for the audience. Sports-related.
Sports-adjacent?
Snow. No. You can't get more sporty than this one.
Oh, God.
Sports.
You cannot get more sporty than this.
Wow.
Curtis, you're gonna be enthralled.
Oh, they don't try to be like actually
sports.
So we'll get to our mystery guest next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality.
You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.